More Idaho Matters right now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. A state microgrant program designed to help low-income Idahoans with the cost of their children's education is under scrutiny after Governor Brad Little said he wants a full financial audit of the program to determine if parents are buying things like TVs, clothes, even smartwatches with that money instead of things like laptops, textbooks, or behavioral therapy. The $50 million Empowering Parents program was designed to give parents $1,000 for every child to meet their educational needs, and almost $50 million has gone out to more than 25,000 families. However, the program, which was one of the governor's top educational priorities this year, went under review in April by the State Board of Education, which said some of that money, as much as 7% of all purchases, may have been spent on things that have nothing to do with the child's education. Here to break down this story is Kevin Richards, senior reporter and blogger with Idaho Education News. Kevin, good to have you on the show.
Hey, Gemma. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you. Okay, so Kevin, let's just start at the very beginning. What is the Empowering Parents program and when did it start?
This version of Empowering Parents began last fall, and this even has its origins back during the pandemic. Governor Little launched a similar program right after the pandemic and reinstated it last fall. And the idea, like you summarized, is to help parents, help families cover out-of-pocket education costs. And you know, we know that there were a lot of those kind of costs during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Laptops, internet access, you name it. They wanted to continue the program into 2022, allow parents to continue to buy laptops, to continue to upgrade their internet. Also allow parents to use the money for different purposes, like tutoring or like therapy for their kids. Mm-hmm. That opened up more options, that opened up more vendors, more possibilities for how to spend the money. And now what the state is trying to figure out is how much of the money went to purchases that were outside of the scope of what the law allows. And right now, numbers aren't complete, but they don't look very good.
Okay. And so, Kevin, my understanding of the program, as I mentioned, is that $1,000 per child, capping out at $3,000 per family. And as you mentioned, there are specific things that families are supposed to use this money for. And also, it wasn't like a check was sent to families, correct? To just willy-nilly go spend this money. They were supposed to go into what, some type of website, correct?
Exactly. Parents were supposed to go onto this online portal, make their purchases, and have their purchases covered through a digital wallet. So no money actually went from the state of Idaho to the parents directly. It went into an account that they could then use to make these purchases on this online portal through vendors that had been approved as part of the process of running this program. The main contractor was supposed to compile a list of vendors and also comply with a list of approved purchases. What I think the state is trying to figure out.
Well, so what I was going to ask Kevin next is that, so you reported in late April that the State Board of Education was reviewing the program because they spotted some, quote, red flags. What were they concerned about? It was things like clothes, right? Household cleaning supplies.
Right. There's a lot of gray area in terms of what's approved and what isn't approved. But that's what the State Board got concerned about back in April when they launched their internal review. They were spotting purchases that seemed to be outside of the realm of what this program is supposed to fund. TV sets, smartwatches, clothes, which would include school uniforms, which are not an allowed expense.
Oh, okay.
So, like I say, it gets into a lot of gray areas. I mean, this program will cover the cost of a laptop. It won't necessarily cover the cost of the case for a laptop. And, you know, kids with laptops, I mean, I remember my kids with computers, like, you know. So yeah, some things are covered, some things are not. And the State Board was trying to figure out, well, how many of these purchases fall outside of the parameters of what is allowed? And they're in the middle of that review. And let's talk about those numbers a little bit. And I'll try to explain it as clearly as I can, because it gets really wonky really quickly. They have reviewed about 70% of all of the purchases. And we're talking about thousands and thousands of purchases. We're talking about almost 50,000 purchases that they're going to have to go through. They've gone through about 70% of them. Most of the purchases are fine. They're within the parameters of the program. So about 80% free and clear. 7% of the purchases appear to be outside of the bounds of what the law allows. 7%. Then you've got another 13% that the state board can't really figure out yet. They're trying to go through the main vendor, the company Odyssey that is running this online marketplace, and try to get more information to try to figure out if these purchases are okay or not okay. So now you've got about a fifth of the purchases are either possibly inappropriate or maybe inappropriate. So you start to talk about a fifth of 50,000 purchases, you're talking about thousands of purchases that may or may not be appropriate.
Well, and so far, as you've reported, up to about $50 million has been doled out so far. So with that said, Kevin, let's look at this vendor who the state hired. They're named Primary Class.
Yes.
So they have not done something like this before, because here's what I come back to is that if I were a parent in this situation and I am not given any money, I am told to go onto this website and to purchase things through this website, I would assume that if it was on this website, that it was approved.
And I think that that's probably a lot of what is going on here, Gemma, is as I've looked at the paper trail, and you know, I've got a public records request that I got a response back on about a month ago, trying to make sense out of it. I'll have more reporting on it later this week, but it does look like absolutely what you're talking about here, Gemma, is that with a lot of these purchases, parents probably thought they were in the clear. You know, they went onto the site, they went through the online marketplace, they made their purchase, they got the reimbursement. It's not the parents' job to read this contract and figure out what's appropriate and what isn't. So yes, I think a lot of this eventually falls to Primary Class, the contractor that is running this online marketplace, to make sure that purchases that show up in the online marketplace are appropriate, make sure that the vendors are offering products and services that are within the bounds of the law. I mean, there are some things that, you know, I'm seeing in the records that are pretty clearly outside the realm of what you would think would be an appropriate expenditure for an education micro grant program. We'll get more into that with some more reporting later this week.
So, but Kevin, if even so, right? So, if there are purchases that are very obvious that they are not part of this program, again, if you go onto this online marketplace and you purchase this, was the system set up at all to have someone approve or deny these purchases? Like all of a sudden you put something in, like, you know, I don't know, like some household cleaning product or something, right? Or a brand new TV. I mean, shouldn't there be something on that online marketplace that says, nope, can't purchase that?
And that's, I think, the central question that the state board is trying to get at in its review. And I think that's probably what the third party audit is going to try to figure out, is what were vendors told and what sort of level of oversight were the vendors getting from Primary Class? Because yeah. Yes, eventually it falls to Primary Class as the contractor running this online marketplace to make sure that you're aligning parents with products and services that they're allowed to buy, that they are within their rights to buy, that the program is supposed to cover. You know, and we're talking about a whole range of vendors. One of the vendors on this on this program is Amazon. And you can buy literally anything on Amazon. So there have to be some sort of controls and some sort of parameters, sideboards placed around the program to make sure that a parent is going on Amazon and is being directed towards purchases that are appropriate, so that a parent can't make an honest mistake or buy something that is pretty clearly you know, not mm-hmm. appropriate.
And I think it's fair to say that Governor Little is a little bit grumpy about this because he was not informed about these suspicious purchases. And he now has come out and said he wants a full audit of this program because, Kevin, as we mentioned in the intro, this has kind of been one of his pet projects. In fact, the program, if I'm understanding this correctly, is now a permanent program.
Yes, and it is, as you say, one of Governor Little's top education priorities. He's been an advocate of this since the pandemic. So, yes, the governor is clearly not happy about the way this has unfolded, and he's clearly not happy that he didn't feel like he knew enough about what was going on here. I do know, and I reported it in my piece yesterday, that the mm-hmm. governor's staff and State Board of Education staff met last week, a couple of days before Governor Little sent a letter to the State Board requesting this third-party audit. And, you know, I'll just read one sentence from the letter, which makes it pretty clear how not pleased the governor is. He says, I expect all agencies within my administration to communicate early and often on matters of this magnitude. So, you know, pretty clearly the governor was surprised by what he had heard, what his staff had heard about the potential problems with this program. And yes, this has a lot of political implications for the governor because he has staked a lot of his education agenda around the idea of providing these micro grants to parents. He feels like this is a real viable approach to school choice by giving parents money that they can spend as they see fit on their own education priorities at home. So this is a big mm-hmm. deal to Governor Little. And you're right, it is now a permanent program. The legislature this year extended the program this time around, not as much money, $30 million, but now it's state money. This has been funded in the past through federal coronavirus aid, mm-hmm. not from state dollars, still taxpayer dollars, obviously, but not state taxpayer dollars. Now, this is a permanent program that the state is putting its own money into, ostensibly with the idea of making this an ongoing annual expenditure. So there's going to be a lot of scrutiny on this program going forward. And I should note,
go ahead.
Yeah, but you also have now a parental advisory committee that the governor appointed members to and legislative leaders appointed members to look at where this program stands, how it should move forward. And they will have a say in this whole question of what purchases are appropriate, what purchases are not appropriate. So a lot of moving parts on this story right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I know that you'll continue to do reporting on this. So we will, of course, continue to watch for your reporting on Idaho Education News.
And I should have a follow-up story later this week. I'm shooting for maybe around Thursday. And the State Board is going to meet on Wednesday and talk about this request from Little to do the third-party audit. So we'll have a story on that on Wednesday, and I'll have a little bit more reporting on this whole issue on Thursday.
And we will make sure we keep everyone updated on that as well. Kevin, thanks so much for bringing this to our attention. Really appreciate your reporting on this.
Thanks, Jenna.
We've been talking with Kevin Richard, senior reporter and blogger with Idaho Education News, about Governor Brad Little asking for a full audit of the Empowering Parent Program. We will, of course, link all of Kevin's stories on this on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.